Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, what a week for bonds. Yields rose this week as the September jobs number and the JOLTS report, which also measures labor, came in much hotter than expected. So I got a question immediately, which let me get to in a second, but let's look at the markets this week. Dow was off 0.3%, so year to date, barely up. It's up 0.8%. S&P 500, up a little bit, 0.5% year to date, still up over 12. NASDAQ up 1.6, and the MSCI International Index, which has been so good for so long, well, that went down again, 2.4% year to date. You're barely up over 2%. 10-year Treasury, this is the story this week, and this is what Jody asked me about. Why are yields rising so much? Good question, Jody. We're going to get into that in a minute. The 10-year Treasury closed the week at 4.79%. We got over that a little bit this week, but that was the high close for the week. And year to date, the 10-year is up about 0.9%. Oil had a bad week. It was down 8.9% to close in at $82.72 a barrel, sort of a surprise there. And bonds were off 1.3% in terms of pricing for the week. So Jody asked a great question. Why are yields rising? Well, okay, there's three reasons why Treasury yields can rise. And as we saw again, stocks hit the, a volatile week this week because the 10-year bond kept rising. And as I said, it got through 4.7%, which was sort of a critical support level, closed at 4.79% on Friday. And this was the first time we've seen anything above 4.7 on the 10-year since, get this, April of 2007. Now, I can remember back then, right before the dot-com crash, we saw the market sort of out of hand get super hot. We saw rates rising, and next thing we know, we had the Great Recession. And so this was the first time, again, we've seen the 10-year above a 4.7% for a long time. Now, this is really interesting. For reference, if you look at the 10-year yield a month ago, we were at 4.18%. So we've gone up over 60 basis points in about a month. And this rise in yield has really taken on steam this past week and has pressured stocks because, as you know, when bonds start to pay more than just the dividends on stocks, people ask, well, why should I own stocks with all that risk if I can just get, you know, that kind of return from the Fed? So great question. So anyway, Jody asked me, well, why are yields rising right now? Okay, so there's three culprits that typically have to do with rising yields. Now, let's look at those. The first one, and again, this is a little economics 101, rising inflation. So if you think inflation is going to continue to rise, then that can force higher yields on longer term treasuries because people are, investors in particular, they're demanding more long-term interest rates to offset the longer term inflation. And so the question is inflation rising sharply? And I'm going to say this morning, no, it's not. If I look at the five-year TIPS, this is the Treasury Inflation Protected Securities Index over the inflation break-even, these have moved up over the past month, but barely. And it's only been as follows. Let's look at these numbers. 2.17% September 1st to 2.2% as the end of the month. And the recent high was 230. So these break-evens are still well off the 3.57% peak that we saw last March in 2022, when, as you remember, the bond market was sort of falling apart. Also, a very important indication of inflation just happened this Friday when we got the jobs report for September was the hourly wage increase. This is a very immediate sign of inflation. And so that wasn't up as much as expected. They were looking at 4.3% year over year. Well, it was up 4.2. It was close, but not over. And that's why even with that hot jobs number, the market didn't completely fall apart. So I'm going to say there's no real signs right now in my mind that inflation's getting out of control or going the other direction. So that's good. That's good overall. Next cause that could force rates to rise, because again, they're rising. Why is this going on? The second one would be surging economic growth. That can influence long-term treasury, as higher growth can mean more inflation, and investors, again, want higher, longer-term yields to offset that risk. Point being, higher growth equals higher yield. So are growth expectations accelerating? No, not really. If I look at the Atlanta Fed's GDP number, they are anticipating a increase in GDP from the 2.10% in Q2, right now estimating 4.9% for Q3. Now that is an increase, I'm not saying it's not, but the expectation has been declining from, you may remember, 6% for quarterly growth. So it's not like expectations have spiked. And meanwhile, when you look at the Wall Street analysts who are expecting GDP increases, they're saying, well, it should be around 3%. And so that's not the type of growth that would justify a 70 basis point increase on the 10-year treasury. So growth's not responsible for surging yields. So that leaves us with one last one, which again is hawkish Fed. Has the Fed become more hawkish, more saying they're going to keep raising rates? Not really. Currently, the market expects one more raise in rates before the end of this year as a result of what happened yesterday with the jobs number. And right now, the market's showing a 50 to 75 basis point increase. And then it's also saying, well, next year in 2024, we should probably see a cut by the end of the year. Not so much in the beginning or middle like it started out. Now it's towards the end of the year. And again, the market's expecting around a 50 basis point cut around that time, whereas before it was 100 to 125 basis points. So a little less than expected. So the question is, are Fed expectations responsible this past week for rising yields? I'm going to say partially, because the market right now is starting to believe that the Fed is going to keep rates where they are for longer. And this is what's contributing right now to this overall rally. But there's a couple more things. And I'm going to say, if the usual suspects aren't doing it, then what is? Well, first, let's talk about sentiment. Sentiment and speculation, as you recall with stocks, I mean, that's usually a little bit more immediate. But if you listen to what Jamie Dimon's saying, CEO of arguably one of the largest banks in the country, you look at what the market's looking at, you look at the U.S. Treasury short positions, all of that is speculation. There is clear momentum in treasuries right now on prices, trying to drive those prices down. And as prices come down, bond yields go up. It's an inverse relationship. So just like stocks, this can happen with bonds, and sentiment and momentum right now are, I'm going to say, a contributor to this past month drop in price on bonds and rise in yield. Now, the second one that I haven't seen for some time, as you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and right now, this was fascinating. This was a result of last week. Remember last week we were talking about the government shutting down? Well, I was wrong, sorry. But the market is reacting to it. U.S. government dysfunction matters right now, because last week we thought that MacArthur had this all wrapped up. Well, next thing you know, he's getting ousted and the government's continuing on with the deal and they're kicking the can down to November. This is not over. And for those of a certain age like me, you may remember a phrase. Remember this? Bond vigilantes? I haven't heard that forever, but it's been about 30 years. And it appears the bond vigilantes have returned to the market. This is classic Wall Street, where bond buyers who sell treasuries and they send yields higher to voice their disapproval over U.S. fiscal policy. This was very popular and prevalent in the 70s, the 80s, early 90s. But it was considered extinct for years because we just haven't seen this sort of activity for well over 20 years. Well, the vigilantes are back. Dysfunction is obviously here in Congress. It's starting to matter because markets want the government to address the long-term fiscal path of the country. They want it to be clear, and this isn't over yet. And so Jody, this is the reason I think all these things together is pushing prices lower, yields higher, and we'll just see what happens. Again, I believe the data overall is going to control this, and so we will continue to follow it and see what happens.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal
or tax specialist and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.